Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
Today we're talking about taking a stand and what that is. What does it mean to take a stand? What does it look like to take a stand for your life? And how do you do that? And why is it important? Because when we know why it's important, it creates context. And when there's context, we're more likely to take action, or we're more likely to find it easier to take action. I often talk about this with clients, the distinction between commitment and compliance. When we're taking a stand in our life for what's really important and what it is that we actually want rather than what we think we can or should have, when we take a stand for that, it's easy to be committed, or it's easier to be committed. We don't need to rely on motivation. We don't need to rely on having lots of energy, because generally we are able to bring energy to what we want. We're making a stand for what we want. We're committed because we're aligned with who we really are. We're aligned with what it is that we want to create. The problem most of us have is when we are forcing compliance because we're trying to create something or be something we think we should be, trying to have something we think we should have rather than what it is that we actually want. So we're talking about taking a stand. We live in a very fast-paced world, lots of noise, lots of distraction, and we often don't slow down enough to even ask ourselves, what is it that we want? What do I actually desire? What is it that I actually want? So I want for you, as you're listening or afterward, take some time to consider, what is it that you want? What is it that you want to create? What are your desires? And that's the first part, because without awareness of what it is that we're actually taking a stand for ourselves, for our life, what we believe in, if we're not aware of what it is we want to take a stand for, there's no context. So this isn't going to make any sense. So first off, what is it that you want? What is it that you desire? Take some time with that. Often in this, like I shared, this fast-paced world, what we want isn't going to occur to us really quickly often. We're going to slow down and listen. So have you ever noticed that you have a goal in your life or something that you want, and you haven't managed to achieve it yet, or you haven't managed to create it yet? It could be anything. It could be weight loss. It might be more money. It might be a change in a relationship. It might be to look a certain way. It could be to grow a business. You're like, I've got this idea in my mind of something that I want to create, but it hasn't come to fruition yet. Taking a stand doesn't mean only thinking about something. This sounds so obvious when I say it out loud, but taking a stand doesn't mean only thinking about something. It means being, in every sense of the word, aligned with what it is that we want to create. Really aligned, truly aligned with what we want to create. Do my actions, does my thinking, does my commitment align with what it is that I want to take a stand for? Taking a stand for me is our birthright. It's a facet. It's a part of who we really are. Our desires, our wishes, and our wants are part of who we are. It's a facet of who we are. And to acknowledge and to know and to have that come alive is to live. It is to be alive. And for me, when we are that, when we are being that, when we're creating that, it serves not only us, but it serves others. It serves everyone around us. I'm not going to give you an example of that in a minute. It serves our whole life, and it serves other people, because when we're living authentically in alignment with who we really are, our desires, our wants, taking a stand for who we really are in this world, watch what happens to the person. We come alive, confident, happy, playful, fun, joyful, energized. When we're coming to the world from that place, it has a deep impact on those around us, as well as having a deep impact on who we are. We are living congruently. Therefore, we're living in certainty, in confidence, in being who we really are. So taking a stand isn't only about just having what you want. It's about being who you really are in the world. And that impacts not only you, but everybody around you. It takes courage. So for much of my life, I'm 40 this year, although clearly don't look it, obviously. I'm 40 this year. And for a lot of my life, I found it really difficult to take a stand. And I see this in my clients, to take a stand for what they really want. We have to work through layers of condition, like guilt and shame and what other people think, and being willing to give people full permission to think whatever they want to think about you or us or me. And one of the things I've noticed in my life is, until I'd say recently, in the last sort of few years, I did what I thought I should do. I did what I thought I had to do as a parent, as a father, as a husband, as a friend, as a son, as a brother. I did what I thought I had to do. And that led me to being popular. It led me to being liked. It led me to being what I would consider a good role model. But actually, what started to occur was, deeper down in me, there was a dissatisfaction. And I see this often in my clients. There's a dissatisfaction. We get to a point in our life where, and it might be happening for you now, and if it is, I've got something for you at the end of the life, so stay with me. If there's a dissatisfaction, if you got to a point where it's like, I'm not actually, even if I have everything I think I need or everything I thought I wanted, if there is a dissatisfaction, there is something going on inside of you that you're not taking a stand for. There's a misunderstanding, perhaps, that you're not taking a stand for. And we're only going to get that if we slow down and look. So there are two parts that I want to talk about here. The first one is just to finish my story, actually, as I started it. I tend to do that on these lives, so bear with me. For much of my life, I would do what I thought I should do, what I needed to do, what I had to do, because I was conditioned to do it. And deeper down, there was just this dissatisfaction. When I was willing to address that, to really explore, what is this dissatisfaction? What is it that I want? Who am I being that's creating what I've got in my life now? And who do I need to be to create everything that I actually want my life to be? And what I really wanted my life to be was, I didn't want to be employed. I wanted my own business. I want to be able to work from home. I want to earn X amount of money. I want to be able to create this lifestyle for my family. I want to have lots of presence and centeredness and groundedness in my life. I was only willing to get that. I was only able, actually, to have that when I was really willing to take a stand for what it is that I wanted, and to really acknowledge what it is that I wanted. So I want to invite you to do the same. What is it that you want? What are your desires? And why do you want that? So two things to look at are, what are you creating? What is it in your life at the moment that you have that you don't want? And how are you creating that? And what is it that you want to see more of in your life? Or what is it that you want? What is it you want to create in your life? And who do you need to be in order to create that? No one is served by you holding back. No one is served by you holding back in your life. You're not here to hold back, to play small. You're here to be who you really are. And this isn't only having money and houses and cars. It's not really that. That's the end result sometimes. It might be even charity. It might be something else. It doesn't matter. It's not about everything that comes as a result of that. It's being who you are and living as a full expression of yourself. And one of the ways we do that is to take a stand for who you really are, in what it is that you want and what you desire the most, deepest down. So how are you creating what you don't want in your life right now? My camera keeps going blurry this morning. Maybe it's Monday. It's taking time to wake up like the rest of us. And the other question is, who do you need to be to create what it is that you really want to create?
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And I'll see you in the next one.